One of the characteristics of mindfulness practice is simplicity. And one of the characteristics of freedom, free heart, is simplicity. And what would it mean to sit here now with the simplicity of this moment? Beyond the edges of your thoughts and expectations, desires and your fears, beyond the edge of all that, what is the simplicity of this moment like? And if you don't make mindfulness a project, perhaps what would it be like if mindfulness was simply noticing what comes to awareness simply? Without any effort on your part, what arises in awareness? And if you allowed your awareness to take in whatever is in your body, sensations of your body, if you allow your body to experience itself, what shows itself to you in the body? What sensations arise and pass? And now, are you aware of any tension in your body? And what would it mean to have a simple, what would it be like to have a simple awareness of tension? Not being for or against it. Allowing it to be there as if it has full permission to just be there as sensation. And if you feel holding or tension in your body, and if in that tension there is a desire to relax and to soften, you might give in to that desire, give in to that wish. Softening in the body. And if you allow yourself to be simply aware of how you're feeling, of the emotions that are here, the mood that you have, attitude that's present, what shows itself to you? Is there anything which is evident? Not making it a project or a concern. Simply aware of how you are emotionally, as if it's completely okay to be this way. Not a problem. And if within your emotions you feel a movement or desire to release or relax, or to more fully allow, you might give yourself over to that wish. Allow the relaxation, the release, the allowance. A movement maybe to greater simplicity. Not being for or against their emotions. Simply bear with them here as present moment experience arising and passing. And then if you become aware of what's happening in the mind, your thoughts, your thinking mind, the energy of the mind, tensions of the mind, a simple present moment experience, here and now, how's your mind? What's the energy of thought? How involved are you in thinking? And if there's a gravitational pull or momentum or wish, for the thinking mind to relax. To soften. Become quieter. You might give in to that wish. Allowing yourself to come to a greater simplicity. And then becoming aware of the stillness that's here. The stillness that's just outside your body in this room. The stillness that's felt more strongly if the mind is still as well. And becoming aware of the stillness that's inside. Even if there might be movement and activity in the body, the mind or the heart, there's also stillness within, soft, and there is something about that stillness that's found in awareness itself. And the capacity to know in its simplest forms, just to be aware, to be simple. Open, receptive, allowing of experience to arise and pass. Not moving for or against anything. growing your ability to be aware, to be prominent, allowing the ability to be aware to stand out, so that as you're aware of breathing, body sensations, emotions, thoughts, there is a still awareness, open awareness, a sense of simplicity of being here in awareness. That can know what's happening. Simple knowing, not a project. Here, simple and here. With the rain, to mention that there's a Dharma teaching about rain, and that is that just as when it rains in the forest, each plant will take in the water that it needs. The little plants, the teeny little, will take in just a little bit of water. The big trees will take a lot of water in. So too, when you sit in the Dharma rain, each person will take in what they need, just what they need. If you give yourself over wholeheartedly to the practice, there are no mistakes. There's only what's just right for you to open to be aware of, to be present for, to hold in awareness, perhaps in nurturing, compassionate, quiet awareness, still awareness, spacious awareness. I don't know what words works best for you. But this is a wonderful day to practice, and I encourage you to give yourself over to the practice carefully, fully, continuously as you can, so the Dharma rain can soak you in a wonderful way, nurturing way. So I hope you enjoy your day. And the only announcement is that Jill will be sitting in with my interviews today, practice discussion today. And I hope it all goes well for you here. There are no mistakes. You're not a mistake.